began to charter his career path from as early as age 12, when he became a member of the Jamaica Combined Cadet Corps and continued with the extracurricular activity for most of his time at Clarendon College.
For six of my 7 years at Clarendon College, I was a cadet. So I always had an affinity for the military.
National Award recipient Colonel Desmond Edwards. While at Clarendon College, the young Desmond Edwards climbed the ranks of the Cadet Corps to the highest level, Company Sergeant Major. After graduation, he enlisted as a member of the Jamaica Defense Force as an officer cadet in October 1984. He was commissioned at the rank of Second Lieutenant in June 1986 after completing his initial officer training at the Indian Military Academy in Dehradun, India. During his military stint, Colonel Edwards served in various capacities: Infantry Platoon Commander, Battalion Intelligence Officer, Support Platoon Commander, as well as Training Officer of the Military Training Wing, formerly known as the Training Depot.
I was posted to the Training Depot for 2 years as an instructor, where I trained recruits and soldiers on advancement courses. And then I went back to the 2nd Battalion. I was a young captain by this time. And I did like company commander tasks. So I was appointed initially company second in command and then company commander.
Colonel Edwards served in the JDF Intelligence Unit from 1993 to 2008, where he held various positions, including desk officer, unit second in command, and commanding officer.
I had a very varied career: infantry, training, intelligence. And I stayed approximately 15 years in Intel, and I eventually commanded the unit before being posted out to run the Support and Services Battalion, which is the main logistics and support battalion of the force. All our administration tasks are managed by that unit. And I did that job from June 2009 until June 2011, when I was promoted to full colonel and posted to the headquarters.
Upon being promoted as colonel, he was appointed Colonel General Staff at JDF's headquarters.
I had responsibility for operations and public relations and so on as my main functions in the JDF. And I did that job for 2011, May, until August last year, when I was seconded to head up the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, which was just being formed.
The colonel thinks his greatest achievement to date was when he served in the JDF's intelligence unit.
I always look back at my time in the military intelligence unit, you know, as a time when I probably made the biggest contribution in my career to national security.
Colonel Edwards says he is always stimulated by a challenge.
I think I am a better person because of the challenges I have had to face over my 31 years career as a member of the Jamaica Defense Force and the broader security force.
His mantra is sustainable development and delivering first-class security to the public.
I'm a big supporter of developing our human resources. So I really believe that the building capacity is our primary role as leaders. We need to leave a legacy, and I think the best legacy that we can leave is competent, committed, dedicated persons who will then carry on the task at hand and face the new challenges to come.
He currently serves as the Director General of the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, MOCA, and will be conferred with the Order of Distinction in the rank of Commander CD on October 19, 2015.
It's always a good feeling when you're honored. But the truth is, the honor is not entirely mine, because I can say categorically that, you know, I have been helped significantly along the way. I've had some of the best mentors, you know, the many officers that I have served with over the years, soldiers who have both mentored or worked with me, you know, and not only soldiers. My job primarily in military intelligence would have caused me to come in contact with police officers and so on. And I've had very good working relationships and people who have really guided me along the way.
We salute National Honors and Awards recipient Colonel Desmond Theodore Edwards for his years of service, commitment, and dedication to national security.
Students, enter the JIS Heritage Essay and Poster Competitions. Deadline for entries October 31. Go to jis.gov.jm for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.